I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Easter Sunday in 2019, suicide bombers launched attacks on three churches in Sri Lanka, killing hundreds of Christians. It's an example of what many believers around the world risk on holidays like Easter. But this year, the pandemic may mean less chance for these kinds of attacks. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA tells us,
maybe there are less people at risk this year if they're meeting via Zoom, if they're meeting on Facebook or however they're meeting, not in person. I think the natural result of that, just from a statistical standpoint, is there are less potential targets. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be attacks, and it doesn't mean we should stop praying.
So as we rejoice with them in Jesus' resurrection, let's also pray for gospel opportunities. And the Jesus film, created by the Ministry Crew, tells the story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection based on the Gospel of Luke. Transworld Radio broadcasts an audio version over their radio stations. Brandon Neal explains,
on radio, you can't just play the audio from a movie because there are parts of a movie that would make absolutely no sense if you're only listening to it. So one thing that the Jesus film did was they took that audio track and then they added narration into it. And that's called the Jesus film audio drama. And we've taken that and we are distributing it all over the world.
TWR will broadcast the drama in 21 different languages during the weeks following Easter. Neil's encouraging you to pray that many will hear the good news of Jesus and respond to it. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for their free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.